And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Senator Johnny Ernst has uncovered something remarkable at the Biden-era Small Business Administration. When officials wanted to discuss forgivable loans to Planned Parenthood, they didn't type Planned Parenthood in their emails. They typed Benghazi, all to hide roughly $90 million in loan forgiveness sent to a group that didn't legally qualify as a small business. Ernst is asking the Justice Department to investigate, since concealing federal records can carry 3 years in prison. Speaking of pro-life realities, the Texas Medical Board has now penalized three doctors for the deaths of two pregnant women. You'll remember the headlines blaming Texas pro-life laws. Outlets like ProPublica spent years insisting doctors were too scared to act. The medical board disagreed and found the doctors provided substandard care. One missed a sepsis diagnosis. Another ignored severe stomach pain. None of the required treatments would have violated Texas law. Out in California, Democratic congressional candidate Esther Kim Verrett went on a podcast and explained why she aborted her third child. She and her husband are, in her words, big environmentalists. So when nature gave them a third baby, they ended that life to protect their carbon footprint. There's a word for treating human life as pollution, and it's not progressive. Better news from Kenya, where the Court of Appeals has overturned a 2022 ruling that invented a constitutional right to abortion. The Kenyan Constitution actually states the opposite in plain language. Life begins at conception. Abortion is prohibited except to save the mother's life. The court restored that text. Pro-life advocates are calling it one of the biggest legal wins in African history. Across the Atlantic, the British assisted suicide bill has stalled. The House of Lords ran out the clock with more than 1,000 amendments before the deadline expired. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. weighed in from this side of the pond, calling assisted suicide laws aberrant. And he's not wrong. Look at Canada, where assisted suicide is now the fifth leading cause of death. Now to your driveway, where things are getting interesting. A federal law passed back in 2021 requires every new passenger vehicle starting in 2027 to include technology that monitors the driver and can shut the vehicle down. Ford has filed patents that go further. Cameras inside the cab that read your facial expressions. Biometric scans that run your face through police databases in real time. Microphones that listen to your conversations to serve up targeted ads, of course. And Congressman Thomas Massie tried to fund the mandate. 57 Republicans joined 211 Democrats to keep it. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.